The mass shooting in Oregon prompted this message from President Obama. The politics have to change. In other words, he argues, more innocent Americans will die from gun violence unless voters decide to force their representatives in Washington to take action.
And you just have to, for a while, be a single-issue voter, because that's what is happening on the other side. And that's going to take some time. I mean, the NRA has had a good start.
The president addressed the issue at length today during a news conference at the White House that was actually held to announce the resignation of his education secretary, Arne Duncan. NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith was there, and Tam joins us now. What did the president say about guns? Is he going to take any specific actions?
There aren't a lot of specific actions that he can take at this point. He says that he's asked his team to sort of scour the code and find out if there's any executive action he can take. But he seems sort of resigned that Congress is unlikely to do anything and that there isn't much that he can do through executive action.
Mr. Putin had to go into Syria.
Talk about it on a regular basis. And he says he's going to politicize it because it needs to be politicized at this point. However, he didn't have big concrete actions that he was planning to take.
We obviously had a technical problem there a moment ago with sound from the president's news conference. Another subject that he obviously addressed were Russia's airstrikes in Syria. They came not long after he met with the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, in New York. What did he say about that?
Well, he said that it is a strategic mistake that Vladimir Putin is making. And here's a little bit of the tape from that.
Mr. Putin had to go into Syria, not out of strength, but out of weakness. Because his client, Mr. Assad, was crumbling, and it was insufficient for him simply to send them arms and money.
He also said that he is not going to get into a proxy war with Russia, that this is not a proxy war with Russia. This is not a game of superpower chess that's happening in Syria. He was also asked about no-fly zones. Mm-hmm. Hillary Clinton yesterday called for a no-fly zone in Syria. Other candidates and many Republicans have called for such a thing. And he sort of dismissed those ideas and said that, you know, when you're president, it's a little different than running for president.
Now, President Obama also talked about domestic politics or issues right here in Washington. He talked about the idea of negotiating with Republicans over a long-term budget deal. What did he have to say about that today?
One piece of news that came out of this is he said that he is not planning to sign another CR.
A continuing resolution.
Continuing resolution. This is a measure that sort of kicks the can. So he just signed one that gets through December, spending authority for the government. He says after that, he's not doing it again. He wants to negotiate with Republicans and Democrats in Congress and get a deal done. And there's another matter, which is the debt ceiling. The debt ceiling needs to be raised, according to the Treasury Secretary, 5 weeks from now. Mm-hmm. President Obama says he will not negotiate over the debt ceiling. He simply will not do that.
Tam, one other question. And even in that clip we heard of him talking earlier, the president didn't sound quite so angry as he sounded yesterday when he went to the briefing room and spoke about the killings in Roseburg. Was he more relaxed about things today?
You know, it's possible simply that because Arne Duncan's children were sitting in the front row, and because there's been a day of separation, he wasn't quite as angry as he was yesterday.
Okay, that's NPR's Tamara Keith at the White House. Tam, thanks.
You're welcome.